His dog attacked his neighbor's cat.
He grabbed the hold of the cat and shook it and killed it.
But they say the animal didn't do it.
The dog was nowhere near the scene.
The owner did.
What did you see him beating the cat with?
The plastic rake.
Could someone really be capable of this?
Since my cat was still alive, I was asking him to give it back to me. He said, no, it's on my property, so now it's mine.
Judge Judy.
Was the cat still breathing?
No, ma'am.
It's alive.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinman. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 40-year-old truck driver Aldo Menendez is suing his next-door neighbors, 38-year-old school bus driver Felipe Zelaya and his wife Dominga. Aldo says the Zelayas had him falsely arrested for killing their cat.
Order, all rise. Yeah, this is case number 562 on the calendar in the matter of Menendez versus Zelaya. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated. You folks have seats, please.
Mr. Menendez, you and the defendants either were or are still neighbors. According to your complaint, the defendants had a cat, and the cat somehow got loose on your property. The cat was killed. You claim that the cat was killed by your dog.
Mm-hmm.
However, you were prosecuted, I believe, both criminally as well as civilly, because they claim that you personally, not your dog, killed their cat. Your lawsuit, since you were ultimately found not guilty of those charges, you want the Zelayas to pay for all of your attorney's fees. You claim that the two lawsuits were nothing more than malicious prosecution on their part. Is that right,
yes,
sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How long have you and the Zelayas been neighbors?
I say roughly maybe 2 years.
How long have you been living in your home?
Well, at this specific address, probably about 5 years.
So they moved in after you moved in?
Correct.
What kind of dog do you have, sir?
I have an American Pit Bull Terrier.
How long have you had the Pit Bull?
2 years.
Is the dog 2 years old?
Yes, ma'am.
You have this particular breed for any particular reason? Do you use the dog for protection?
No, I specifically like the breed of the American Pit Bull Terrier. If you study the nature of the pit.
I don't want a whole lecture, please. Just answer my question. Do you keep the dog for protection or is it a house pet?
Oh, he's a house pet.
It's a house pet. Now, you have children?
Yes, ma'am.
How many children do you have?
Two girls.
How old are they?
14 and 16.
And this was the pet I assumed that your girls wanted. They didn't want something like poodle or a cute little shih tzu or like a big Labrador retriever. That your kids, and I assume people usually get a dog for their children, your girls wanted a pit bull, is that right?
In actuality, they did, ma'am.
Good. All right. I want to know. Now, before this incident with the cat, had you ever had difficulty with the Zelayas before?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Starting when?
Oh, boy. Let's say about, probably about 6 months after they moved in.
What kind of difficulty, sir?
Well, for example, before they got the dogs, I had talked to Mrs. Zelayas, and she made the statement that
before you got what dogs?
Oh, before they had their dogs.
Their dogs?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
She had stated that she was going to let the dogs out as they wished, and they started doing so when they were pups, training the dogs, taking them up the street, down the street. This was at probably when the dogs were about a month old.
That's a lie.
Shh.
Don't speak. Taking them, I don't understand what you mean, taking them out as they wish.
Oh, they would take the dogs out without a leash and just let them roam the streets. They do this twice a day.
You mean with nobody with them?
No, ma'am.
They would just let them out?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of dogs do you have?
It was a little German Shepherd, mixed German Shepherd and mixed Pit Bull.
And a Pit Bull.
Mm. But it was a puppies. You know?
Puppies.
3 month old.
Okay. Anyway, that's when you first started having difficulty with them?
Yes, ma'am.
So what would happen when their dogs were out in the street without a leash?
The dogs would get in our yard, leave their mess, would jump our backyard. We have evidence of that.
That's not
okay.
True.
Shh, don't speak. Okay, so that's when the trouble started, about 6 months after they moved in.
Yes, ma'am.
Did it escalate over the next whatever?
Not necessarily. Sorry.
Year and a half.
Not necessarily, ma'am. What I did was I put up an 8-foot panel to basically prevent their dogs and sometimes my dog harassing their dogs or possibly their kids passing through the area.
Well, did your dog ever get out onto their property?
No, ma'am. Never has.
So you didn't have to keep your dog in?
Correct.
Did you ever have any other difficulty with the Zelayas?
Yes, ma'am. Their dogs jumped into our backyard. I called the dogs into my garage and locked them there. I then called the dog pound, which responded to the call. This had been an ongoing problem. I have all of this evidence here, plus more so right here.
Okay, so that their dogs had gotten into your property before, and on one occasion,
correct,
at least, you called the dogs into your garage, locked the doors, and called the pound or the police.
Correct.
How many times did you do that?
As far as capturing their dogs, I think it was twice.
Any other difficulty?
Besides them letting their dogs out on a constant daily basis, no.
Just opening the door and letting them out.
Can I share with you the last incident?
Yes.
Okay. The last time that I had gotten their dogs and taken it into the garage, animal control officer came out and had ticketed the gentleman next to me for continued negligence. After he had ticketed him, officer came to me and said, "You better watch yourself. This guy's out for revenge."
I'm not paying attention to that, sir. That's hearsay.
Well, I have record here of the tickets.
Tickets is not the statement.
Okay.
The statement of the police officer is hearsay.
Okay.
Now you want to get up to the 2nd of July.
Okay, July 2nd, I got home from work, let my dog out of the house into the backyard. I started to rake, and of course he's going to run loose because he needs his exercise.
And your backyard is totally fenced?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
As I raked, the cat jumped over the fence into the bougainvillea bush area. My dog attacked the cat. And
you saw that?
At first I didn't know it was a cat. I thought it was a bird or something. Okay, because of the size of the bougainvillea bush.
That's a lie.
Big lie.
Listen to me. Don't say anything until you're going to have a turn.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Aldo Menendez says next-door neighbors Felipe and Dominga Zelaya had him falsely arrested for killing their cat.
Go ahead. So you saw your dog go after something in the bushes?
Correct.
Go ahead.
Okay, he grabbed the hold of the cat and shook it and killed it. Basically, it was done very quick. As he was attacking the cat, I commanded him to release the cat. Prior to about the third command, he did so. After he released the cat, he dropped it in the corner of the bush where the fence met, and I pulled my dog back. I held him back. He wanted more of that cat. As I reached with the rake to pull the cat out over this section, by the way, I have pictures of this area if you're interested.
I have my questions. Keep going.
Okay. Mrs. Zelaya looked over the fence, and she saw my dog there and the cat laying there. Her statements were, first, "Your dog killed my cat. Your dog killed my cat." She then turned from the fence, ran off to an upstairs renter that was downstairs at the moment, and I mentioned, "His dog killed my cat." And then the renter said, "Can you believe that's a bad dog?"
Okay. I want you to stop there, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go over step by step with you. What you just testified to, Mr. Menendez, is that you saw the dog pick up the cat, shake the cat 3 times, killing the cat.
I don't know
on
about
the third
three.
Command. Well, on the third command, he released the cat.
Correct.
And you... Well, how far from the dog when you saw that going on?
I was probably about 12 feet from the dog.
Did you get any closer to the dog than 12 feet from the time you first saw the dog pick up the cat until the time the dog finally released the cat?
Yes, I did.
How close did you get?
Probably about 2 feet from his rear end.
Okay. So now you're 2 feet away, and the dog follows your command and releases the cat.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Correct.
And then you testified that you grabbed the dog.
Correct. I pulled him away.
Where did you grab the dog?
Right in the back of his coat.
Just the
neck
in the
area?
Back of his coat?
The neck area, behind the neck area, and pulled
okay.
him away.
Wasn't wearing a collar?
No.
So you pulled him by the neck area.
Mm-hmm.
And where did you put the dog?
I pulled him away for about 4 feet from the incident.
And then you just let him go?
No, I commanded him to stay.
And he follows your commands?
He's a pretty obedient dog.
Well,
except
he wasn't
when he comes down to cats.
It wasn't obedient when he didn't follow your command at that moment.
I agree.
And at that time, I assumed that the dog was agitated.
Well, you know, when you have a cat, dogs don't like cats coming to your property.
I'm asking you a question. I assumed that the dog was agitated.
Yes.
So you pulled the dog away 4 feet,
mm-hmm.
and then you just let him go and commanded him to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah, more or less. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, more or less?
Well, meaning I'm basically commanding him to stay and at the same time signaling him, like, you know, preventing him to come in, attack the cat
That's
any further.
That's a lie.
It's okay.
Don't say anything. All right. Now, can I ask you why, Mr. Menendez, because I'm trying to use some common sense here, why under the circumstances you wouldn't have brought the dog immediately back into the house?
I did so right after.
No, no. You said you took the dog 4 feet away and then you let the dog down and you commanded the dog to stay.
Correct.
And my question to you is, why would you not have, at that moment, brought the dog immediately back into the house?
Well, I guess it just didn't happen, ma'am.
You didn't do that?
No.
You just told the dog to stay?
Correct.
And then what did you do, sir?
Okay, after I told the dog to stay, I then, with the rake, reached and brought the cat out from the area where he left it, behind the bougainvillea bush.
Why would you do that, Mr. Menendez? You have your dog 4 feet away from you, which is about no more than 4 or 5 feet away from where the cat was. Why would you at that point pull
to check the cat out?
To check the cat out while the dog was 4 feet away?
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy that, Mr. Menendez.
Really?
For a minute. Now, I don't want you to say anything else. Who witnessed from your family what happened outside?
My wife, my two sons.
All right, who wants to speak?
Philip, come on.
Tell me your name.
My name's Philip.
Philip, I want you to tell me what you observed on July 2nd. I want you to be very careful. I want you to listen to me very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
First, I want your father to go and sit down. And I don't want you to go through any papers,
all
Philip.
Right.
And I want you to make sure that you tell me everything that you observed accurately. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't care what story you told before, what version of the events you told before, to whom you told those events before. Mm-hmm. I want you to tell me
okay.
what you saw.
On July 2nd, year 2000, between a time period of 4 to 5 p.m., I witnessed my neighbor, Mr. Menendez. He was beating my 3-month.
Just a second. That sounds like a pat response answer. Listen to me.
Right.
I was outside in my backyard. I saw my cat get out of the backyard and jump over into my neighbor's yard. That's what I want to hear. Do you understand? I don't want you to give me the pat answer. We understand each other?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Let's go.
Okay, I was out on my corridor, because it's a corridor, and I saw my cat resting in the bush.
Which bush?
A bush that Mr. Menendez described. Then I went inside. I was in, like, the dining room, which is right close to the corridor, and then I heard some screaming on the other side, and then...
What kind of screaming?
Just, like, yelling from an animal, you know? And then, like, me, my mother, and then my brother went out to see what was going on and saw Mr. Menendez beating our cat.
Philip, what did you see him beating the cat with?
With the plastic rake.
How many times did you see him hit the cat with the rake?
I saw him hit it 2 to 3 times.
Did you see where the dog was?
The dog was nowhere near the scene.
Did you see where the dog was?
No.
Okay. Did you say anything to Mr. Menendez?
Yes, I did.
You personally?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Well, since my cat was still alive, I was asking him to give it back to me so that I could save it and take it to the vet. But then he said, no, it's on my property, so now it's mine. And the cat was still alive, and it was trying to get on our side with its, like, 2 feet in front, and it was, like, trying to get on our side. And then, like, he picks it up, and he goes inside, and that was, like, the last I saw the cat. But then while I was asking him for the cat, he told me that I had a wicked heart.
Absolutely.
And he called my mom a witch for having a black cat.
Okay.
So you asked Mr. Menendez for your cat back, and he brought the cat inside.
Yeah, he took the cat to his home.
Mr. Menendez, did you take the cat into your house?
I did, ma'am.
Why?
Because to hold it for evidence. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't take it into the house. I moved the cat from the original location for evidence because, okay, after I held the dog back, I then took him into my house. I took the dog into the house. Okay.
What'd you do with the cat?
Oh, he stayed there while I took the dog in, that is, near the bougainvillea bush, while I took the dog into the house. Okay, I came back out of the house with a paper bag. I put the cat into the bag.
At that time, these people were outside already.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. The only one that showed her face over the fence when the dog and the cat was there was this lady here.
Okay.
If you look at these photos, this is before they tampered with evidence. That is, they tore down the 8-foot fence the next day and
That's
they trimmed
true.
Back.
Just a second.
They trimmed back the bougainvillea bush.
I want to know why you didn't give them the cat.
Oh, because, ma'am, under Orange County ordinance, I'm entitled to any cat such as I held the dogs in my... As soon as they come into my yard, I can hold them until the Orange County dog pound responses. And knowing the history of these individuals...
Was the cat still breathing?
No, ma'am.
Yes,
that's
was
a lie.
A lie.
That's a lie.
Mr. Menendez, do you have any other witnesses to present to me who were there that day?
Well, I have my wife who testified.
I want to know if she was there that day and saw
yes,
what
ma'am.
Happened.
Yes, ma'am. Well,
none
she didn't
of those people were there.
I...
Sorry.
She was there when the police got there.
I'm not interested in what happened when the police got there.
Really?
She wasn't there when this incident occurred?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, this is a relatively simple case for me, because I do not have to decide in this case whether
Excuse
or not
me.
You...
I'm
hey,
sorry.
Would you be quiet? I don't have to decide whether or not you actually caused the death of this cat.
Mm-hmm.
That might take a whole lot of witnesses. Your lawsuit is not about that.
Correct,
your lawsuit
ma'am.
Is one for malicious prosecution as to whether the defendants maliciously prosecuted you for killing their cat. And I find that based upon your testimony, they had reasonable grounds to believe that you were responsible for the killing of their cat. Either you or your dog. Because according to you, if I were to believe your testimony, Mr. Menendez,
mm-hmm.
you have a dog, pit bull, unfortunately enjoys a reputation of sometimes being aggressive. You tell me, however, that your pit bull is perfectly trained to the extent that when, after a violent attack, and you moved the dog 4 feet away from that violent attack and told the dog to stay, the dog stayed, even after you raked up and exposed the prey of the dog still stayed there because the dog is so well trained. And yet, on your first command to drop it, the dog did not listen. It took, according to you, 3 commands for the dog to drop the cat. That's if I believe your testimony. Now, Mr. Menendez, I believe that there was history with the defendants of bad blood, that you probably had enough of them and their animals coming onto your property. And so it is very possible that you decided to make an example of the cat that had come onto your property.
See.
That is possible.
That is a possibility.
But even if it is not what happened, even if it's not what happened, you certainly were responsible by virtue of the dog that you kept for the death. You can say negative all you like, sir. That's what I'm finding, because I have to make a determination as to whether or not they maliciously prosecuted you.
Penal codes say the opposite.
And I find that they did not maliciously prosecute you, because I see no reason why a human being who happens to be a neighbor, who is a pet lover because they have their own dog, if their dog, if I believed you, mauled and killed a cat that you knew belonged to your neighbors, which you did, why, when they came out and asked you for the pet, you would not have said, I'm really sorry for what happened. Here's your cat.
My That's dog what proves that didn't do it?
My dog
That's
killed.
What proves that didn't do it.
Excuse me?
That's what proves that didn't do it, me saying I'm sorry?
Just a second,
I
sir.
I am sorry, but that doesn't prove or disprove that I didn't do it.
Right. Absolutely right. So I don't know. So your case is dismissed. Goodbye.
You have a good day, ma'am. This is total... Would you please be quiet? This is total injustice.
I take the dead kitty to the bed.
Basically, she's very prejudiced in the judgment. She didn't look at all my evidence. I have a police report that says my dog did it.
Never, ever, as a pit bull is, a chip ripped and turned the little kitten and never have any punching on the skin.
She'll face her judgment just like these individuals will too.
Everything was concussion and bruises.
I find if you're a criminal such as these people, you get rewarded.
We respect the right to anyone, to animals.
Unfortunately, the American justice system is going to pot because of this kind of liberalism.
The kind of people just kill a three-month-old kitten and make emotional trauma to my kid, my family.
I find if you're a criminal such as these people, you get rewarded.
No education on this part, you know, in this family.
Stand up for the law and stand up for the truth, and that's what counts.